This is KNX In Depth. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman.
Right now, though, we're going to talk about the flu. It has not been this strong this late in the season for 20 years. Dr. Michael Hertz is with the Center for Integrative Medicine. So, Dr. Hertz, what's going on?
Well, you know, it's typical that we have one dominant flu strain a year. This year it was H1N1, and that usually carries us through the entire flu season. Unfortunately, we've had another peak with a different strain called H3N2 that is starting up, and it's a little bit more aggressive than its cousin H1N1.
Now, the key question, I suppose, is this strain covered by this year's flu vaccine?
You know, in my clinical experience, unfortunately, it's not. We had a lot of our patients who got the flu shot and unfortunately still came down with influenza A, which is what H1N1 and H3N2 are, you know, strains of. So it doesn't look like, unfortunately, the flu shot really worked this year for influenza A. We haven't seen any B, so it seems to have been working on influenza B.
So how much longer do we have to go with this second strain?
That's a great question, and I wish I had a clairvoyant answer for you, but typically we see flu going through the end of May. Unfortunately, this year, instead of just sort of withering out at the end of May, we may see a very strong push through May, see lots more cases of the new H3N2, and then by June, July, it's pretty much done.
What about antivirals? Are they effective, things like Tamiflu? Are they effective on this stronger, newer strain?
They do appear to be effective. Tamiflu, unfortunately, has been out a long time, and so there is viral resistance to Tamiflu. There's a new one called Xofluza, that's with an X, and it seems to be more effective for the resistant strains. The key with that prescription, and both of them, really, is that you've got to get to your doctor within 48 hours. After that, it really has minimal, if any, impact on reducing the length of time and the severity of your flu.
I'm wondering then if people are going to miss the 48-hour window because it's spring and they stop thinking that it's time for the flu and then
it's three or four days. But who can get an appointment with their doctor
also
nowadays
that.
In 48 hours?
Those are fighting words.
Will you give us one?
No, seriously. I mean, you call up your doctor and you get an appointment 3 months later.
Well, you know, if you've been seeing your doctor regularly, and both of you should be, typically, most doctors will listen to your complaints over the phone, do what we call telephone triage, and are happy to prescribe something for you in order to ensure that you get well. Remember also that these medications can be used as preventive. So if one of your family members or housemates comes down with the flu, your doctor can prescribe that for you and prevent you from coming down with it as well.
It's bad enough when it's like a little cold outside and you have to stay home in the blankets, but like May and it's hot and you've got the flu.
You don't want to stay home.
How miserable.
Yeah.
And remember that it's spring here, but it ain't spring anywhere else. I mean, it's snowing in New York today. So we have the spring sort of mentality, but throughout the rest of the country, they're still in winter. And as a result, that flu season extends just from that perspective. And those folks are flying out here all the time on business, et cetera, and can spread that disease throughout the rest of our spring.
You know, doctor, I thought you were going to say it's spring ahead and fall back.
Right.
Dr. Michael Hurt there, Center for Integrative Medicine. Doctor, thanks.